This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, even a personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have ourselves a brand new feature. We've been just sort of teasing it over the past week or so, and we've actually been testing it out via the amplifiers. The Free Talk Live amplifiers have had exclusive access to it up until this point. And now it is open to the public. It is the Free Talk Live Wiki. You guys heard of these things, the wikis?
Well, it's like Wikipedia. People can alter it as they please.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I kind of think of it as sort of like a digital sandbox in a way. You can go and go in there with as many other people as you want to and build things and remove things. And it's sort of, well, it's very uncontrolled. I mean, there are some people with administrative access to it and administrative control, but for the most part, you can go and do all kinds of different things to it. So it should be interesting to see what our listeners decide to create with the Free Talk Live Wiki, or Wiki, I suppose. You can go to freetalklive.com. It's right there on the front page of the website.
Every time I hear the term, I just remember the Nucleus' song, Jam On It, where they go, Wiki, 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 Wiki. You don't remember. You got
nope.
Too young.
You can access it direct, by the way, at wiki.freetalklive.com. So go and check that out. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is totally free. So we got lots to talk about tonight. Coming up, Jason, you've got a story about a man who was unarmed and shot by a cop.
A couple times.
Yeah. Oh, he got plugged.
We're going to tell you about that and more. Of course, you can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Plus, we had a gentleman call in two nights in a row on this show, concerned about government-owned property, concerned about turning that over to private ownership. I've got an email that sort of addresses that. I want to get to that as well. And, Manwich, I don't even know what you brought in tonight.
I got a good email, too, that some guy discussing what I had to say about
good enough
government involvement.
We start with the phone, so let's go to them. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Windquake in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, quite well. What's up?
Well, I had a couple of things. I want to talk about the Cubby situation real quick.
Yeah, Steve Cubby, the man who is almost 60 years old and sitting in jail right now because he smoked marijuana, which, of course, was totally legal in the state that he did it, and he was a medical pot patient, and now they're persecuting him. Yes, sir. Your question.
Right, right. Well, not so much about him in specific, but just the general medical marijuana situation.
Sure.
Right now, I believe, is it 11 states?
Something like that, I think, yeah. At least 11, if not 12, yeah.
You know, what happens when it gets to 50?
It's an excellent question.
I mean, will the Fed still be going into every state of the union and arresting people? I mean, at what point do they finally say, you know what? It's legal, you know?
That really is a good question. I mean, you would think that by 50 states they would have figured it out by
right,
that point.
Right, right. You know, is it 20? Is it half? You know, at what point?
I have no idea. That would be a good question for the DEA.
Yes, yes, it definitely would.
I'd be interested to hear their answer to that, by the way.
They would still say it's bad.
Yeah, of course they would.
The other thing I want to talk about, the big question you got to ask whenever there's a government promise is or what. For example, a few weeks ago, you guys were talking about the Category 4s being recruited in the Army.
Yeah.
And yeah, the dum-dums. The Army was increasing the amount of dum-dums that they're allowing into the military.
And if I remember correctly, you said something like they promised to cap it at 4% for the year, even though their first 3 months they're at 12% or some insane amount like
That's
that.
Correct.
You know, or what? You know, what happens if they get
nothing.
To 12%? Exactly, nothing.
Yeah,
so
they'll just
go to 15.
They'll just be quiet about it and they'll move on and pretend like they never had that cap.
The same kind of caps we've had on the deficit in the past, you know?
Right, right.
They'll just raise the cap.
Well, the same kind of question can be asked about, you know, temporary income taxes, for instance.
Right.
You know, this is only going to be here for 2 years. You know, the question to ask is, or what? You know, what are you going to do if you extend it past this? What's going to happen to them? And everybody knows the answer. Nothing.
Nothing. Well, what's going to happen to you if you break your promise is really more, I guess, more descriptive
right.
way to describe
right.
that.
Yeah.
Because they do it all the time. And they just sort of hope that people will forget about their promises. And they
right.
know, especially in the case of the military, they know that most people aren't paying attention anyway. I mean, they realize that if the anti-war movement gets a hold of the information that they lied or that they broke their promises,
right.
that that'll never translate to any CNN coverage or any Fox News coverage. So really, I mean, even if people do find out that they broke their promises, so what?
Exactly, or what? You know,
yeah.
And you know, they can break their promises, but of course, you know, we miss paying some taxes, and we're the ones in jail.
Yeah, right.
Lastly, you guys were also talking about a color-coded terrorist warning system for the TSA, the most inane thing ever.
Right, the new CAPS 2 system.
Yes, and, you know, the big thing about that is, you know, I've been unemployed for a couple of months now. Mm-hmm. I'm behind on my mortgage payments, so, you know, you said that they're going to check things like your credit score.
That's correct.
Your credit rating.
So and your suddenly, mortgage payments.
Yeah, and my mortgage payments. So I've had trouble making a few payments, so... You know, now I'm suddenly going to be extra searched at the airport.
Well, that's dangerous. We don't know. They won't reveal their secret algorithm.
Sure, they won't reveal the secret algorithm. But you know, that's just ridiculous.
I wonder though. I wonder if you, as a homeowner, somebody who's having trouble with mortgage payments, would have a greater likelihood of being refused access than would some loser who's never owned a house. You know, who's just renting for a living
and where,
that has no financial records. Yeah,
kind of off the grid. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And you know, that's just. It's crazy. I've been wanting to call you guys for a couple of weeks, and I just keep getting, I keep missing the call-in.
Well, here you go. Now we've got an extra hour every day, so it'll
yes,
be even easier to get through. Windquake, anything else on your mind?
No, I think that'll do it tonight.
Thanks for the call, as always, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Calls keep rolling in. We go to them. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, Triddle.
Hey.
Well, I found a new favorite Supreme Court case to hate.
Okay.
So I called in before about Wickard versus Filburn, the Wheat case. Believe it or not, this one's actually worse.
Okay, give it to us.
It's called Missouri versus Holland. This was argued in 1920, and the Supreme Court ruled that the federal government can pass a treaty even if the provisions of that treaty are unconstitutional.
Hmm.
This effectively gives the federal government power to amend the Constitution outside of the standard amendment process, which requires at least a state vote of some type to pass an amendment. To pass a treaty only requires the president to get the advice and consent of the Senate.
Hmm. I wonder how often they've utilized this power, this treaty power.
Well, you guys may be very interested to know that the war on drugs is done via the Convention on Psychotropic Substances, which happens to be a treaty.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yes. And I think anyone, and this is kind of new news to me, but anyone who's trying to fight the war on drugs on constitutional grounds is going to have a real hard time with this one because this is a sitting Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, that certainly bugs me. But to have a treaty, don't you have to have other countries involved? I mean, doesn't there have to be somebody else, some sort of other signatory to the treaty? Or can you just write treaties with yourself? Can President Bush just sit in the office all day and just sign treaties with himself, and that's the law of the land at that point?
I don't know, but even if it did require another country, would it really be hard to get cooperation?
No, of course not.
Right.
No.
So I thought that was just downright scary.
Yeah, that really is very revealing. I had never even heard of that before. And I guess there's just how do you dig up this stuff?
I'm a Wikipedia addict. So, and one of my hobbies happens to be the Constitution. Now, once I learned about it, I can't put it down. And I've just been finding this stuff over and over about how it's been subverted. And man, this is a major one.
Amazing. I'm sure you're pleased to know that the Free Talk Live has its own wiki at this point.
Yes, I am. Very
yes,
much.
Indeed. Anything else on your mind tonight, Triddle?
I do. Manwich, I think you made a mistake yesterday.
Oh, boy.
That wouldn't be the first time.
You said that hydrogen is not a renewable resource.
No, I didn't say hydrogen wasn't a renewable resource. What? I said that water is not a renewable resource.
Right, because once you split all the water, you don't have any more hydrogen, right?
Well, no. The hydrogen is hydrogen. I mean, like, it doesn't disappear when you split it from, split the two H's, or the it's H2O. There's two H's off of the oxygen.
Right.
There's still hydrogen, and there's still oxygen. It's just now it's no longer water.
Okay.
So you could split all the water and oxygen molecules, the hydroxide. Is that what water is? Hydroxide? Anyway, you can split all those molecules.
Dihydroxide. And,
I don't know. Anyway, I'm no scientist, but it seems to me that there's no water getting made anywhere.
Would you guys hold me through? I got an explanation that...
Okay, hang on, Triddle. 800-259-9231. So you're suggesting, Manwich, that we're going to run out of water if we split it and make power from it?
I'm just saying that everybody's talking about renewable resources. It's not a renewable resource.
All right, more coming back. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, like today we sent out one to announce the new wiki. And also the voting thing, which we're going to tell you about in a little bit. But updates.freetalklive.com is where you need to go to get signed up. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones we return, to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, hello.
Hey.
Okay, so water is dihydrogen monoxide.
That's correct. Okay. Of course, I Googled that during the break.
Okay. So what is combustion? Does anyone remember?
I don't know. Scrap blowing
up. Where something burns?
Right. It's an exothermic oxidation process.
Oh, boy, this is fun.
So oxidized hydrogen happens to be dihydrogen monoxide. So the byproduct of combustion of hydrogen and the byproduct of using hydrogen in a fuel cell is water.
Water.
Yep.
Can you translate that? I'm sorry.
So it means when you...
I didn't pay attention in physics class.
When you burn water for energy, it turns back into water?
When you burn hydrogen for energy, it combines with oxygen and makes water.
So what you're doing
wow.
is you're burning the hydrogen
Correct.
Off of the water, and then it's combining with more hydrogen from somewhere.
No, no, no. You have to use separate the hydrogen into hydrogen and oxygen.
Right.
When you do that, you put oxygen into the atmosphere, and you put
Not
hydrogen
bad.
Into your car.
Right.
When you burn it, you recombine all the stuff you split off back in the water, and it just goes out, and it's going to become...
And so the tricky part is doing the splitting off in the first place, right?
Right. It's not magic. It requires an enormous amount of energy to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. But the thing that makes it really cool, it's not like gasoline. Now, if you could take and burn gasoline, then recover the exhaust and make more gasoline, you'd have what hydrogen can do for us.
So the tricky part is the actual splitting of the of water in the first place.
Now, I'm sorry, I'm going to go ahead.
That's going to be the expensive scientific part that we have to figure out how to do in an affordable fashion to make this work, right?
That's correct. And, you know, I don't know the extreme details, but I think I've heard that nuclear energy can do it for us.
Hmm. Now, and hydrogen's being replaced in the atmosphere from the sun. Somehow it gets from there to here, right?
Right now, hydrogen, I think, is one of the most abundant things in our atmosphere, but to be honest, I don't know exactly how it gets there. I just know the process that it goes through when you perform electrolysis to turn water into hydrogen.
It's so great to have listeners that are so much smarter than
yeah.
I. Thank you, Triddle. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, I have another weird law for you guys.
Okay.
I was looking at the Ithaca page. Webpage because we have some friends and they invited us. So
Ithaca, New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
New York State General Business Law dictates that all businesses conducting going out of business sales must obtain a license.
Hmm.
Purpose and intent of this law is to regulate going out of business sales to prevent the public from unlawful advertising, fraud, and misrepresentation. So you have to pay $500 and you get some of it back before you can post your little sign saying that you're going out of business. not only that, but you also have to give the city clerk a copy of the inventory of goods, wares, and merchandise to be sold.
Oh, my
Jeez.
Goodness.
Wow.
You can't even fail. You can't even fail free.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, if you're going out of business, you probably can't afford to jump through hoops and throw money away.
Now, I've got to say that there are plenty of businesses that that they do the gob sales, and then they don't go out of business.
Really?
It's not uncommon. Or the, I've heard the almost going out of business sale, which I think is very clever. But
virtually going out of business.
This is how politicians solve problems. You know, they regulate the crap out of it and tax it, and that'll solve everything.
I think that's outrageous. $500 for the privilege of being able to sell off your excess inventory.
Yeah, it's awful. And
how did you find out about this? Were your friends planning on closing their business? Is that how you?
No. Well, I just Googled Ithaca on and one of the results was the city page. So I said, well, let's be a little masochistic and see what kind of regulations they have, and that was one of them.
Wow, somebody who actually researched the laws of somewhere before he went there. That's amazing, Manuel. Most people don't do that stuff.
Well, I was looking for something for the show and to blog about, and, you know, since it's New York, there's something bad has to be there.
Oh, yeah, there's always something. I mean, if you want bad laws, definitely turn to New York. My favorite has to be the story about the guy with the firewood. We made a promo out of that one at freetalklive.com, but where the old man, there's this old man who's like 81 years old, mostly blind, and he was cutting firewood in his backyard and selling it to people to pay his rent, because he's old and blind. And he doesn't have a lot of savings, so he has to still work at age 81. And the town that he lived in threatened to close him down over this because he doesn't have a firewood permit or dealer's license or something like that. It was just the most outrageous thing and something that you'd expect to come out of New York.
Well, it's for his own good, I'm sure.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Manuel. Appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. All right, so let's go to the email box. Public Parks from Elliot. Before your show, I'd always supported public parks because I believe that there should be places where people can walk and sit and relax that's free. And this sounds like what our caller last night was feeling like because we had a guy call in twice in the last two shows. He was concerned about the fact that, well, us libertarian types, we want to turn over government lands, including parks, to private ownership. And he thought that was dangerous because nobody would be able to walk through the park anymore, which, of course, is just
that's
absolutely ludicrous because there's plenty of privately owned forests and privately owned nice areas that people can access for affordable rates. But here's what Elliot has to say about it. He says, I still believe there should be parks, but not necessarily owned by the state or the city. My proof comes from a comparison of two parks, one owned by a charitable organization and one owned by the city of New York. Bryant Park on 42nd Street, which is the privately owned park, allows free access to the park. Free Wi-Fi internet provided
yes,
by Google. What, have you been there?
A friend of mine lives up there, and that's one of the places he goes to access the internet.
Well, free concerts in the summertime, which are also sponsored. Free ice skating in the winter. Free restrooms, a restaurant, a security staff, and a full-time cleaning crew.
Sounds pretty sweet.
You don't have to pay to get into that park? That sounds like Disneyland. I mean, that sounds great. While Tompkins Park, on the other hand, is owned by the city. It is much dirtier, and I've only seen city workers cleaning, not a devoted staff. Also, the park is well known for being a drug-dealing hotspot. With the passing of new legislation, you'll be ticketed in a public park if you're near a playground without a child accompanying you. The park.
What?
You haven't heard about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that when it first happened. If they find you in a park sitting on a bench, and there's children nearby, and one of them's not yours, you get a ticket, because you might be a child molester.
I feel weak.
So you'd be ticketed if there's not a child accompanying you. The park, the government park, claims to have free Wi-Fi, but on repeated trips, I was unable to access it, most likely because it was run by the city and not by Google. The bottom line is that Tompkins, the city park, would be a much better place if an organization took it over and hired its own cleaning and security staff and bypassing the huge bureaucracy that's slowly killing it. I never thought about parks before you guys brought it up. Keep up the good work, Elliot. So it's interesting. Thanks for the email, Elliot.
I wonder how that private organization funds all those free things in their park.
Sponsorship.
Sponsorship, yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Google sponsoring the Wi-Fi. They might have some advertising put up. You know how, like at Little League parks, they got those boards that have business names on them around the actual baseball area.
Yeah, I can't imagine how they managed to get in contact with Google. I mean,
hi, I'm calling from, you know, Thompson Park in New York City, and I'd like to talk to somebody about sponsoring our park.
Oh, man, that's a tough call to get through.
We need to hire some of those people to do some sales for us.
Right. Hey, more coming back. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Cops shooting unarmed men coming up.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free at freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, Canada, they're freaking out. There's a company up in Canada that's offering private health care coverage to Canadian citizens who, up until this point, have pretty much had access to just the government-run version of health care. And the Canadian government doesn't know what to think. They're flipping out, and we'll tell you about what they're going to do as a result of that company coming into the marketplace. But first, let's go and talk about cops shooting people. What's going on, Jason?
Well, this happens out in Chino, California. And it was all caught on videotape, mind you. Videotape released Tuesday shows a sheriff's deputy shooting an unarmed Air Force policeman who recently returned from Iraq as he appeared to obey an order to get up off the ground.
Oh my God. Wow.
Given by the police officer. Senior Airman Elio Kedion, age 21. He's listed in good condition, though, luckily.
Was he in his uniform at the time?
Apparently not.
Probably not.
He looked like a brown man to this guy that shot him.
Yep. And as a result, he was shot three times. Chest, ribs, leg.
That's not funny, Manwich.
Well, it's funny that that because he wasn't in uniform, they shot the brown guy.
Right.
Right.
Well, he was actually the passenger in the car. He was not the driver.
Okay, so this was a roadside pullover.
It actually followed a brief chase, which I think a brief chase could be translated into just a regular routine traffic stop.
Yeah, sure. You know what? For instance, I think I might have had a cop that considered it a brief chase one time. I was being pulled over on a bridge. If anyone knows Tampa, it's the Howard Franklin Bridge. It's a very long bridge.
That is a long bridge.
Oh, yeah. I have no intention of pulling over on a 8-lane bridge, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And just over to the side lane so some cop can give me a ticket.
That is the worst, by the way, when the cops just insist on pulling people over in the side lane, and it's terrible when it's a 2-lane road or something like that. Mm-hmm. During 5 o'clock rush hour, you've got a cop taking up one lane of the road just because he couldn't wait until somebody was to pull over into a nearby shopping center or something like that. So what happened when you did that?
Well,
was he angry at you?
He flashed his lights and turned on his. I slowed down and I flashed my lights. Just to indicate that, in fact, I saw him and I knew that he was behind me, and I stayed in the slow lane, and I was going to proceed to the first exit. And he went,
gets right up behind you, too, right?
Whoop, 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 you know, did that little deal at me, and he's like, pull over. Well, I figured out why. The Howard Franklin separates two counties, and I was leaving Pinellas County, going into Hillsborough. He was a Pinellas County sheriff, so he would have then, therefore, not been able to give me a ticket. But I would consider that hot pursuit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way.
Interesting. Did he say that to you, or did you just figure that out?
I just figured that out.
Oh, okay.
And
so you did end up pulling over on the bridge.
And so they got their ticket, and everybody's life was put in danger. I mean, you know, if somebody's not paying attention, there's cars going 70, 80 on this bridge.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this is an interstate. It's a really bad idea.
As a police officer, why would you want to stop someone on a bridge?
I don't understand.
There's just as much risk to you as there is to the person being pulled over.
You can die for collecting $150 for the man.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I've seen a video footage on one of those cops out of control shows, you know, where they show all this crazy stuff of cops chasing people, where there was one cop, a state highway patrolman, just going about his normal business on the side of the highway and pulling someone over and standing at their vehicle, and his door got clipped off by somebody that was driving by. He almost got run over.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what happened with the rest of the story, Jason? These guys got pulled over, and then...
The guys get pulled over, and apparently they're ordered out on to lay on the ground. And the dark, grainy picture shows Carrie lying on the ground next to the car, talking to a silhouetted police officer pointing a gun at him. Carrion is heard telling the officer he's unarmed and is in the military. At one point, the officer says to him, "Get up." Carrion says, "I'm going to get up." And as he rises, he gets three shots fired into him.
Holy what? Crap.
Chest, ribs, leg.
Oh my gosh.
And he collapses, crying in pain. Someone shouts, "Shots fired, shots fired." And
was this the cop's dashboard cam that caught this, or was it somebody else?
It was somebody else.
Was this his first day on the job?
The cop, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? I mean, just by
the
just
guy
by what
did
I'm
everything
hearing.
Right. I mean, he telegraphed what it was that he was going to do. Whenever you've got an itchy a cop around, you never know how much of a trigger finger that they've got. So you always want to let them know that, okay, I'm going to reach into my pants now, and I'm going to pull out my wallet. You know, you kind of, and that's what he was doing. Okay, I'm getting up now.
I'm unarmed. Right. I'm in the military. I'm getting up now. And as punishment, the cop has received paid vacation.
Oh, my gosh. Is the guy dead?
No. He's actually in good condition.
How fortunate for him. I mean, can you imagine that? I understand he was in the Air Force and everything, but can you imagine having spent time in Iraq with a variety of threats around you all day long, and now you finally come back home to the United States, and you get shot by a cop? Instead of by some insurgent or blown up by an IED, it's one of our own guys that ended up taking you out. So
it's you know, and good condition belies the fact that he's been shot. I mean, you know, he's in good condition for having been shot three bullet wounds in the leg, the rib, and the chest.
Right. Let's go to Jeff. You take control of the airwaves. Jeff in Denver, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. It sounds like that guy's got a pretty big lawsuit to me, but...
It's so hard to collect on that
stuff. You can't win that.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, I called in a couple of times and talked about a couple
of things. Have you really? You've called before?
Oh, yeah, many, many, many times.
Oh.
You guys know me.
Of course. Come on,
I'm joshing you,
Hey,
Jeff.
listen. I talked about a couple of things. I got a couple of tickets a while back, and the tickets were written by two Denver FBI agents, one... Brian Smith and his partner, for me calling Congress and the United States Attorney about them harassing me.
Wait a minute. The FBI can't write tickets. Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you what happened. I went to court today. Let me tell you what happened, guys. I went to court. Well, they wrote me a ticket. They said, you know, I talk about national issues, about some of the corruption cover-ups going on in the government. I called Ron Paul and John Kerry and Ted Kennedy and some of the other representatives, John Dingell and... Okay. Anyways, they said, don't call Congress anymore. They wrote me a ticket for telephone harassment. And, of course, I went to court today, and, they asked me how I plead. I said, not guilty. So they said a jury trial. Well, I talked to a lawyer up there, and the lawyer's telling me that these two FBI agents, they don't have authority or jurisdiction to write me a ticket for county court. They wrote me a ticket for county court, and they don't even have jurisdiction or authority to write me a ticket.
I want
to
see these tickets, man. I want you to scan them in. I want to see this for myself.
And, the only thing I can think of, they like patting me down, squeezing my butt cheeks. I mean, I don't know
why. It could be. Where did you encounter these guys?
Well, I was on Alex Jones' show talking about a couple of different things, and...
You asked for it.
Yeah, and then I went to go get something to eat at Wendy's, and then as I was leaving Wendy's, I went to go cross the street, and I seen these guys easing up on me, and the next thing I know, I've got three Colorado State investigators and two FBI agents surrounded me, and they start threatening me. They said, "We're going to put you in prison. We're going to put you in a mental hospital," and they just start threatening me, and making all these accusations, and I said, "Hey, you guys are harassing me." I said, "This is freedom of speech," and I said, they said, "Well, you don't call Congress," and I filed a complaint with the U.S. attorney, and then they said, "Well, don't call the U.S. attorney," and they said, and he threw my complaint in the garbage, and they're violating my civil rights.
I want you to scan those tickets in and email them to me, because I don't believe that they actually wrote the tickets.
I went to court today, guys.
He had to. I got to see this. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Wild.
They're threatening to throw him in prison, and then they just write him a ticket. Okay, here you go. I want to see this. More coming back. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231. Canada is freaking out. That's coming back. Free Talk Live.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com and you can add yourself to it. There's over 800 people that have plotted themselves on the listener map. It's international. You can be anywhere in the world and add yourself to the map. Just punch in your name, location, a photo of yourself if you'd like, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to the map at map.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is a totally free. So, we still got quite a bit to talk about tonight. Actually, some international news, some good international news for the libertarian movement. There's some progress being made in Costa Rica. We'll tell you about that coming up, but since we're on the international topic right now, this one from the Canadian Press, Toronto. Ontario's health minister says government lawyers are examining what legal tools there are to restrict the activities of a Vancouver-based, what do you think it is, a prostitution ring? They want to restrict some activities, dangerous activities. Well, I already sold it anyways. You know what it is. A private health care company, Vancouver-based private health care company. George Smitherian says Copeman Healthcare Incorporated could break federal and provincial law when it opens 3 clinics in Ontario this summer. The company plans to charge patients $3,500 to register at the clinic in Toronto, Ottawa, and London, and hopes to open 8 more across Canada by 2007. This company's got a plan. These guys have got some investment money. They're going in. They're opening health care clinics. They're going to get people to come in and give them some money for some coverage.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with that?
Screw that. Screw that private enterprise baloney.
Yeah, what's all that about? A legal opinion prepared for the Ontario Health Coalition suggests Copeman undermines Medicare by giving patients quick access to care based on ability to pay. What? How dare they do something? They're undermining the government system by giving people quick access to health care? You should have to wait just as long as everybody else.
Well, they should be happy about it because then it'll pull people out of the government system and leave the government system for the poor people so that they can get good medical care. Of course,
that's
the medical care will in fact just get worse because once governments realize they're serving poor people, they don't care. Because, you know, the people that are used to getting good service and demanding, you know, that sort of thing, they kind of, when they're in the government system, they pull it up because just by virtue
just
of,
slightly.
You know, squeaky wheels,
they
get the service they want. And, you know, it pulls up the level of service for everyone. But once the poor people in there, they realize, the government people realize, we don't have to do a very good job.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Take us to court?
You'll get your insulin when you're good and ready.
They're getting the wrong legs lopped off and, you know, just all kinds of nonsense going on.
So the coalition, the government coalition, says individuals who pay the fees and the doctors who accept them could face penalties of up to $10,000. Smithereen says ministry lawyers are looking to see if provincial legislation allows the government to fine the clinics. The government of Ontario does not support two-tier medicine. Accordingly, any attempt to extricate from an Ontarian a certain financial sum in advance of the provision of medically insured service is not on. But he said acknowledged that Copeman hasn't done anything wrong yet, the company. Saying that you're going to do something is not the same as doing it, said the bureaucrat.
They didn't get him for conspiracy.
Apparently that doesn't exist in Canada. Smithereen said he'd been in contact with Copeman officials and urged them to meet with provincial officials, for a discussion, a legal opinion, blah, blah, blah. So a company is trying to just do some business up in Canada, some honest health care providing business to allow people the access to the care that they need, and the government is freaking out about it. The government is trying to pull whatever they can out of the books. They're busy. They've got a team of lawyers just racking the law books to find out if there's a law against this, something else that they can throw at this company for trying to provide people with a service that they're demanding.
You know, what they should do is let the company run and then fine the crap out of them so that they can, you know, siphon off their all their profits.
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to fine the crap out of them to the tune of $10,000. I mean, not the actual company, but the doctors, the individuals. Instead of actually targeting the corporation or the company, they're going to target the people that are doing the dealing for the company. So if you're a doctor or a patient, you'll be possibly suffering as a result of this.
Mm.
Good news for you, Canada, huh? 800-259-9231.
Who needs competition?
Yeah, those government officials, they're really into their government health care. That's how it would be in this country if we ever went down that road, if we ever went down the universal health care road. All the other health care providers would have to shut down, and they would not be allowed to operate. You'd have to be in the government system, and that means that you get to wait, because that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You get to sit and wait as they determine whether or not you're worth working on today or 6 months down the road, and usually it's 6 months down the road when they get to you. Let's talk to Michael in New Jersey. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, a couple podcasts ago, you said, Manwich said there was actually no interest in this DRO thing, that not a lot of solutions were coming from callers, so I thought they'd put something together.
Okay. We're talking about dispute resolution organizations, which is one man's idea as to how we might replace government dispute resolution, but yes, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I thought about it in a different light. I think that, Ian, your idea of relating it closer to a insurance company is a better conceptual idea. As far as establishing a form of credibility between people.
Okay.
I just actually posted it on the forum. I didn't expect to get on. This is the first time I've actually made it through.
Well, it's not that difficult. So you're suggesting what exactly? You're suggesting a slight modification of the idea? I'm not quite sure I understand.
Yeah. What I'm suggesting is several different credibility organizations that...
I like that idea. I like having the idea of credibility ratings for
yeah.
everybody. Not exactly credit, but reputation. And I think that that would probably come about. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of the DRO idea. The only reason I was talking about it on the show is because it's something different. It's a new idea. Michael, call us again sometime. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there, and it's all free. The entire website, we give you give it away to you, freetalklive.com, but we ask for a vote in return. It's a very simple, simple process. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That is vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing, and this being the first day of the month of February, it's important for you to get out and vote now, because the more we can front load, the more votes that we can load onto this particular day, the longer we will stay at number one. We finished the month last month at number three. That's not bad, considering it was out of over 13,000 different podcasts. So us finishing at number three, not too shabby, but we can do better. And so we can do better with your vote at vote.freetalklive.com.
We're currently number two.
We were number one earlier today.
We were.
Things will stabilize out a little bit over the next few days. And tell your friends to vote, too. Shoot them some instant messages. Forward a bulletin on MySpace or something like that. Get the word out.
We're number two, but we have more votes than number one.
Now, like I said, it'll stabilize out. Vote.freetalklive.com is where you want to go.
We need those votes
to help us out. Because us being number one brings more people to the message of freedom and liberty. It brings more people to the show, and that's only a good thing. In fact, you know, this is a message that resonates with people. Some people will tune in and say, you guys are crazy. You want less government. The government's here to keep us safe, blah, blah, blah. Some people are afraid of our message. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people out there that have been looking for these ideas. They've always believed them themselves. They've always thought this way. They've always thought that the government was annoying and it got in their way and it made it so we're less free. And here's proof that this message can really resonate with people from the Free Market News Network. The rise of the Libertarian Movement Party as a national force is the real story in the upcoming presidential election in Costa Rica.
Mm.
The party's leader, Otto Guevara, has been able to do what no libertarian has achieved anywhere in the Western Hemisphere, including the United States. Mr. Guevara is currently running third with 15% in the polls.
That is good news.
That is not too shabby. And that's far behind the expected winner, but close to the second place guy, the Latin American populist. The Libertarian Movement Party is also well ahead of the Social Christian Democrats and is set to obtain some 12 seats out of 57 of the congressional seats.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah, not only are they running for president, they also have a bunch of guys running for the Congress there in Costa Rica. And for the last 8 years since their inception, the Costa Rican Libertarians have been on the rise. In 1998, Mr. Guevara was elected as the first Libertarian in Congress in Costa Rica. In 2002, they collected nearly 10% of the vote and managed to get 6 legislators elected. And one of the behind-the-scenes things that's been going on in Costa Rica behind the Libertarian Party scenes is that there have been a lot of people that have been a little bit disappointed with the quality level of the candidates, the fact that they're not really libertarians, like libertarians in name only that have been running. But nonetheless, the fact that this...
Linos.
Yeah, the fact that this movement has been... the fact that the movement has been gaining traction and is undeniable. And 15% is just an amazing number.
You know, I'll
so
take,
congratulations to them.
I will take people running under the Libertarian ticket that aren't terribly principled any old day of the week because it bolsters the power of the party.
And it's probably still, either way, a better choice than the other two.
Mm.
So congrats to the Costa Rica Libertarians. We hope to hear more good news, especially after the election. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Manwich, you've got something about private roads.
Mm. Well, sort of.
Well, sort of. Okay, so that's on the way. Plus, you got too many speakers in your car? Well, the cops might just decide to confiscate it someday soon. This is your show, Free Talk Live. That's all coming up, hour two.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a